Hello, friends. Time flies, doesn't it? Must be 100 years old before I know where I am, though, at this rate. Anyway, thanks very much indeed for all your messages which I receive. Makes my day when I Kathleen call. John, there's a message for you. I go in the room and she reads it off to me. Very, very kind of you to keep sending these messages. They make my day. And a long day it is, too. But still, everything is okay. We're not doing so badly. The health remains static and not bothering. Oh, on Thursday, I go and see the eye specialist. It's check-up day. What they can check up, I don't know, but I suppose they can. And it's best to keep in touch with them. So that's me for Thursday morning, 8:30. The weather's not been too clever, but it's not been bad. It still remains cool. Not exactly cold, but very cool. And, of course, I can put up with that better than the heat, so I'm not grumbling a great deal about that. And the night's thinning out now. It's soon be dark early. And time to put the clock back shortly. But anyway, that's in the future. At the moment, everything's okay. I hope you're all keeping well and looking forward to our next celebration, which will be Christmas, of course. And I hope that everything is okay. Anyway, there's not a lot happened since I last spoke to you, so there's not a lot to write about, excepting that Mary's had a little bit of trouble with an ulcer in her leg. She had it lanced the other day, and piece taped off it to try and make it heal quicker. But of course it got inflamed and she had to go see the doctor. Put her on antibiotics, so we don't know till she sees him again how things are. But that's it, that's all right. It's not interfering with her at all. She still carries on working all hours of the day and night. And now it's time for another joke. A man wanted to buy a donkey, so he went to the donkey dealer and he said to him, "Have you got a donkey that for sale?" The man said, "Yeah." He said, "I've just got the right horse for you, the right donkey for you." He says, "Come and have a look at him." So he went along just and looked at the donkey and saw it. And the man said to him, "If you just say hallelujah," he says, "the donkey will start forward and trot." He says, "And then when you want to stop it, you just say amen." So he says, "Take him out for a little run and try him." He says, "If you can sit on him, he'll carry your weight. He's very strong, very alert and very obedient." So the man got on the donkey's back and called out hallelujah, and the donkey trotted off with him, called amen and stopped him and got off. Went back to the man, he says, "It's okay, he says, everything's fine." He says, "There's just one thing." He says, "How can I make him turn?" "Oh," he says, "you wait till you get him home and buy him a bridle," he says, "and he'll soon come to heel with the reins. I shouldn't worry about that." So he says, "Okay, I'll take him, I'll buy him." So he bought the donkey and got on its back and called hallelujah and off home. Well, he lived in Dover and it was quite a distance, so he got the donkey trotting grand, and he was quite happy with it. And on the way he happened to say hallelujah twice and the donkey started to run faster. So he said he couldn't remember how to stop it, he couldn't remember the word for the life of him. And he knew that nearing the end of the journey there were cliffs and he was getting really worried. And he couldn't think of the word to stop him. So he went right through the biblical words he knew and called them out, but none of them stopped the donkey. And he says, "I'll have to pray to the Lord." He thought, "I'll have to pray to the Lord." So he opened a prayer to the Lord. He says, "Dear Lord," he says, "can you help me?" He says, "I have forgotten the command word for the donkey to stop, and he's racing to these cliffs at breakneck speed and I can't stop him." He says, "I hope you can help me. Thank you, Lord. Amen." And the donkey stopped immediately, but we were only a yard and a half from the cliff edge. So he looked up into the heavens and he said, "Praise the Lord." He says, "Thank you, my Lord. Praise the Lord." He says, "Praise the Lord. Hallelujah." And the donkey trotted on.